pandemic worsens the poverty situation in Argentina. By 2019, in the midst of the democratic transition between the administrations of President Mauricio Macri and Alberto Fernández, the last few quarters had seen a 35-38% increase in poverty across Argentina. It was in this context of crisis that the country was hit by the coronavirus pandemic. And the outlook is not encouraging in socio-economic terms because of the lockdown that brought the economy to a halt. This includes jobs in the private sector as well as the informal one, which in Argentina is a very important option for many. To analyze this context, RAI Argentina to the World spoke with Agustín Salvia, the director of the Social Observatory of the UCA, the Catholic University of Argentina, who considered that this shock situation will result in poverty rates surging.
Bien, las medidas de aislamiento social y obligatorio en el contexto de pandemia produjeron un primer shock muy fuerte sobre la economía informal.
The pandemic is like a shock effect. Poverty, which even by official statistics edged at 35% by the last quarter of 2019, was probably even higher in the first months of the year. And with the quarantine and the pandemic over these past 2 months, it is probably even worse. We still have to look at the figures. What is going to happen with prices? What is going to happen with income and employment, especially informal employment? In this context, obviously, the floor on which we are going to be working is between 35% and 38%. Therefore, beyond the quarantine period, and for a couple of months, we will be working at an estimated 40% of poverty in this country.
La situación ha sido de shock, es de impacto en aumento de la pobreza, y es de esperar que se constituya en una dinámica de empobrecimiento más de tipo estructural.
Translation and voiceover, Fernando Farias. Interview and production, Silvana Avellaneda. Web production, Julián Cortés.